So prepare for Shizasana. Before going up, check that you've interlocked your fingers well. Place the forearms down, head down, lifted the upper arm, and then engage the inner edge of the shoulder blade. That inner part that faces the spine, make sure it's ascending. Then completely vertically lift the trunk up, walk in, and up you go. And now with the forearms firmly placed down, ascend the armpit chest. That frontal armpit chest near the nipple area, lift it up, it must be free. The whole of the upper arm to the shoulder, well lifted. The back of your upper arm, the shoulder end, make it sharp. Lift it so it penetrates into the upper thoracic. Make it conspicuous. So extending from the forearms to the wrist, no shrinking. Legs long. And have complete skeletal awareness. So you're increasing the involvement of your body and the mind. Have a blending of concentration and involvement. Trace the bones. Increase your skeletal awareness. Increase the involvement of the shoulders and the shoulder blades. And breathing gently everywhere. But every once in a while, you might need a deeper breath. Now the movement of the legs in standing poses is from the heel to the source. The movement of the legs in inversions is from the source to the heel. So without turning the toes down, bring the outer foot bone down and extend the ball of the foot. Spread the sole and space the toes. Have Tadasana legs. Open the side chest, the tip of the knee going deeper in, and have a strong grip on that buttock region. Tailbone in and close the anal mouth. So with both of those upper arms well lifted, shoulder bone up, extend the calf muscle to the heel. Now that back dorsal moves inside and the chest goes upward. Especially watch the front doesn't become heavy. Absolute lightness in the chest and it comes slightly forward. Buttocks in, legs in the center, and judge from your waist and the chest. Lift the shoulders so the brain cells are not becoming compressed on the skull. Face should not project to the front, but from the sinuses, take backward. But don't take your neck backward. Don't compress the neck, but take the face slightly back. So the face is absolutely sober. The frontal thigh, the flesh of the thighs, has to move back to the femur bone. The femur bone must be supported. The back of the thighs in extended state. Tailbone in, the buttocks mustn't go back. Now we're going to prepare for Parshva Shirsasana. Turning to the right shoulder has to resist. So the right shoulder mustn't turn. So lift dynamically that shoulder and oppose the movement, the turning of the trunk. Roll the right leg to the left. Roll it so it's not just a hip movement, but a ringing of the trunk, as that turning is opposed by the stability of the shoulders. Then come back to the center, readjust. Prepare for turning to the left. Turning to the left, the shoulders shouldn't go into the neck. Turn and reinforce the shoulders. Rinse the waist, the stomach, the bottom chest with the exhalation. And now exhale, rinse a little bit more, spin that middle back, the inner legs facing each other, turn, and then release, come back to the center, pause, two legs together, under control, lowering down, and be in Adho Mukha Svanasana. Rest there. When you're ready, go into your shoulder stand. Savangasana. If you're uneven, go back down to Halasana and readjust. Check both palms are in an identical position. So check where your right is, left, where the index finger is, where the thumb, the source of the wrist. So feel the whole face of the palm, and are they equal? But don't rest on your palms, but the palms and the fingers raise the back up. So keep that tremendous upward extension. And if you feel that you've lost some of the lift, every once in a while you can adjust quickly in quick succession or simultaneously throw the legs back so that the chest gets free of any compression. The wrists are upward. The waist is upward. Don't let the bottom chest concave or the buttocks go back. But in that upward extended state, the temples, the eyebrows, the eyes should be passive. The facial muscles don't get puffed. But open the chest, but don't let the brain cells get puffed. Adjust the buttocks in. If the lower abdomen is forward, the face gets flushed. So lift and let the brain rest inside. Just check that you're not staying comfortably lazy. So open your chest. Those floating ribs come forward to the level of the middle ribs. And work the back of the legs as much as the front. Holding tall, holding upright. You can see your feet. They belong to you. So how, without hardening the toes, without turning the toes down, bring the outer foot bone down and extend the ball of the foot. Spread the sole and space the toes. Move the inner ankle to the inner heel and feel as if you're bringing your outer ankles closer towards one another. Maintain that upward lift as we go to Eggapada. Now be conscious of the left leg stabilized, lower the right leg halfway. And then ascending the torso, descend the leg and place the toe onto the floor. Extend the toes in opposite directions. Relift the spine up. Lessen the weight on the torso. So lift it up and then raise the right leg up, come back up into Savangasana, re-establish. You might see a change of colour in your feet. Know that the circulation has gone on. Now, long, strong right leg. Bring the left leg halfway. Now lift the outer hip, outer thigh up as you lower the foot to the floor. As you press down onto the foot, extend away on the right leg. Check Both hands are working evenly on your back. And then raise the left leg up, holding tall. And then two legs together, lower the feet to halasana. Legs straight, toes on the floor. Take your strap off. Bring your arms to the head side. Let them be bent so you can push the deltoids down to keep the upward lift. Just remain there for a few moments, and then when you're ready, coming down. Take the support you need for Shavasana. Close your eyes and adjust the body very sensitively. The back of the neck, the back of the head will support it. Feel the state of the jaw, lips, tongue, mouth. Adjust, then let go. Feel the state of your eyes. Relax the eyeballs, the pupils. Feel the division of the body, the north, the south, the east, the west, and allow the body to spread. Arches of the feet, toes, passive. Feel that there's a lift in the center of the chest, the bottom of the shoulder blades. So that area remains open. So there's no inferiority complex. Just observe the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation, not as separate actions. Don't clench your teeth or tighten your tongue so that soft, slow, quiet inhalation and exhalation aren't causing any bumps on the inside. Arches of the feet, everything quiet. No struggling anywhere. No tension, no fatigue. Don't lift anything. Don't lift a toe or the corners of your lips. So the vibrations are lessening when you're quietening the brain. No inner vibrations. Soft, slow inhalation, and at every wave of the breath, the mind remains quiet. The mind is in a silent state to some extent. Maintain that silent state during the inhalation and the exhalation. So the breath is continuous. Let the cells go down. The cells of the body and the brain release downward towards the floor. It's hard to arrest the psychological tensions, so at least release the physical tensions, especially in the face, where the senses of perception need to let go. Release the tensions in your feet, your legs. Relax the jaw, the mouth, the eyes. Feel that the eyes are no longer in the socket, but displaced somewhere below the cheeks. The jaw is not clenched or tense. If there is a slightly deeper than normal exhalation, a flush type exhalation under the eye sockets, so those peripheral nerves are relaxed. Let go. No tensions. Then just observe. Just observe the oscillations of the breath. Observe if your breathing is nasal, vocal. Vocal, thoracic, diaphragmic, gastric, pelvic. Feel around what location the breath is moving. Different centers call for a different state of mind. Feel as if you're coming to that finite state of consciousness where relaxation comes to the nerves, which even sleep can't give. Then, in your own time, when you're ready, you quietly come out of your Shavasana by first bringing the hands to the torso, bending one leg at a time, rolling over to the right, pause there. Watch that you don't throw your head back, but stay in that primal curve. And then when you're ready once more, join the outside world.